Energy policy has been fueling the debate between Barack Obama and John McCain this week. McCain has spent the past 2 days in California promoting his proposals for greater energy independence. He faced protesters and chants of "Offshore no more" today outside a town hall-style appearance in Santa Barbara. Inside, McCain faced tough questions about his proposal to build more nuclear power plants and his call to end the federal moratorium on offshore drilling, a ban he once supported. Recognizing that energy is a key issue for voters, McCain has enlisted some top supporters to help sell his proposals. One of them is Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota. He's a national co-chair for McCain's campaign, and he's often mentioned as a possible running mate. Pawlenty says McCain has a comprehensive plan to address Americans' energy concerns.
One of the near-term things is his proposal to give a gas tax holiday from the federal gas tax. Barack Obama opposes that. Senator McCain is in favor of it. That would provide some small relief. Also, he wants to strictly enforce the CAFE standards or the mileage standards on current production vehicles. And of course, he has many longer-term strategies as well, Michelle.
I just want to take apart some of the things that you mentioned. This short-term tax relief, will it really make a difference?
Well, it's not going to be the only thing, and it was certainly not going to be the long-term solution, but it would provide some temporary relief. You know, you look at somebody who's a truck driver like my dad was, whose whole life depends on fuel price and costs, or parents who are busy either commuting or taking care of their family errands, and you know, the cost of that going up. Some relief around those issues, I think, would be helpful. It's not, again, not the total solution, but it would be one thing that would help.
Now, you mentioned that your dad was a truck driver. As I understand, your brother also spent years working in an oil refinery. You know, the discussion of oil policy that takes place in the marbled halls of the Capitol is quite different from the discussion that takes place at the dinner table. When people sit down and talk about these issues, do their concerns about oil policy at all reflect what we're hearing from John McCain right now?
I think they do. I have a chance to speak to people about these issues, including my own family members in places like Minnesota and the Midwest. And unlike maybe 5 or 10 years ago where people weren't tuned into this debate, they're really tuned into it now. So you see people talking about we need to do more domestic production, or maybe we do need to reopen the door on nuclear energy production. And boy, we sure do need to start switching to different kind of cars. And those are exactly the kinds of initiatives that Senator McCain has. And by the way, in many instances, Barack Obama opposes. He does not support expanding nuclear energy. He does not support domestic oil drilling off the shores like Senator McCain does. He's been critical of the gas tax holiday and just about every other aspect of Senator McCain's energy plan. So there's a striking difference between these two candidates on these policies.
Well, polls show that a lot of voters in places like Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, key swing states in the upcoming general election, don't support these things either. McCain is pushing things that voters in your part of the world have take a very dim view of some of these things, particularly the moratorium on offshore drilling.
Well, Michelle, I think that's changing a bit. I've seen some recent polling here in Minnesota, and I suspect it would be similar in Iowa and Wisconsin, where people are now more open to nuclear energy, particularly if we can reprocess the waste like France is doing, and that's Senator McCain's position. And I think there's also increasing discussion and support for offshore drilling if the states, you know, have the approval of it in the coastal states. So I understand those have been controversial in the past, but it seems to me there is more appetite for them and more support for them in recent months than, say, a year or two ago.
Governor, I want to turn from energy to politics, if I can. Minnesota, as you well know, was an important swing state in the last election. It's expected to be one again in the upcoming general election this fall. But many, even within your own party, say the GOP brand has taken a bit of a beating, particularly in the last 2 years. How damaged is the brand?
Well, I think that, you know, it's obviously not a high water mark for Republicans over the last 3-4 years, but we now have a candidate in John McCain that is viewed as independent-minded, kind of taking different approaches, a little on the front leading edge of some of the emerging issues like the energy issues and climate change and the like. So I think he's going to be able to freshen up the Republican brand, and the proof of that is if you ask people, do you want a Republican or Democratic president, the Democrat generic ballot is pretty favorable to the Democrats, but if you put John McCain's name in there, he gets it even or close to even. So it shows you the value of him being the at the top of the ticket. But beyond that, clearly the Republican brand needs some freshening up. I think, in my opinion, it needs to be more modern. We need to do a better job at addressing emerging issues in a changing world. But I think that will unfold during the course of this campaign.
Governor Pawlenty, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being on the program.
Okay, thank you.
Tim Pawlenty is the governor of Minnesota. We did ask the governor if he was interested in joining a McCain ticket as vice president. He said he was, quote, satisfied with his day job.